few years ago, I began a sacred journey in Alert Bay and had a walk that some folk had joined me on and coming down through the island. As we were there on Alert Bay the evening, just before I left, the elders would come and speak to me, and some would say some things about residential schools, some would say some things about other parts of their life. One in particular came up to me and said, "Bishop, I have something I want to tell you." He says, "Bishop, look beyond the obvious. Look beyond the obvious. On this journey down the island, look beyond the obvious." So what we did each day is we began with prayer. We would set our mind on expectation, that we would have an expectation somehow and somewhere as we were walking down the island that we would experience the Creator in the creation. And we were attentive to that as we journeyed together down. And at the end of the evening, at the end of the day, we would sit down and we would say, "So how did you experience the Creator today in creation?" And we were surprised by the different ways that each person had seen the Creator on that day. The beginning of the island liturgies, very beginning of it, was my attempt to get us away from our heads into our hearts, and beyond even our hearts, into our spirits, and understand why we gather in places like this and in times like this. In this time and in this place was my attempt to get us away as Anglicans from that kind of rote. Hello. Hi, Bridie. Thank you very much. And Bridie just brings that here tonight. Get away from Almighty God, into whom all hearts be opened, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, routine that Anglicans go through. But to get us in a place where we recognize that in this time and in this place, we meet in the presence of the living God. That in this time and in this place, the risen Jesus stands in our midst. That in this time and in this place, heaven and earth have become one. These are not just words. These are affirmations of what's actually going on in this time and in this place where we gather. When First Nations children put on masks of animals and be part of the big house celebration, they become those animals for that time. We get so much to learn about the big house celebration that we look to them and see that in that time and in that place, the curtain has been drawn back. The curtain has been drawn back. That's very much part of another ancient Celtic tradition that comes from the North Atlantic and Celtic Christianity. The distance between this reality and the other reality that we struggle with and we, in our language, try to call heaven is but tissue thin. And time and place, that curtain is drawn back, and heaven and earth become one. As one poet said, it is as if heaven has rubbed off on you. Do you leave church and gatherings like this thinking that heaven has just rubbed off on you? So my hope is that as we gather here this evening, we might come into a place, get away from our heads, from creedal statements, from all the theology that bungs up our... That's not a very good word, is it? That stops us from really experiencing the presence of the living God in the midst when we gather. That we are able to come into a place where we, in this time and place, feel, know that the curtain has been drawn back. I had an experience of that. Some of you know that my father died, and I went back to be with him. And the story of the two Johns, or the poem of the two Johns, is one is the older man is disappearing and going away from us, and of stroking his head and kissing him on the head and holding his hand. And the other John is, of course, Killian John, of sitting with him and holding him in my arms. We only have two grandchildren, two granddaughters. She's fine. It's okay. And being with Killian and kissing his forehead and wiping his hair back and holding his hand. The old going and the new coming. That with my father, there was that moment in time. There was my father in that moment in time when our oldest daughter Megan was with me. She said to me, "Dad, the curtain has been pulled back. The curtain has been pulled back," because it was as if we felt in that moment, in that time, heaven had broken into that hospital room and that the curtain had been pulled back and that we were not alone. My father was there, Megan was there, and I was there, but there was other people there with us. I think some of you might have had that experience at some time in your life, that others were present. And as my father reached out and raised up his hand to wave at them, we knew the time was coming for him to pass from this reality to another reality. As we gather here today, don't just take this as, oh, it's just a dedication. Don't just take this as some words of liturgy. Take this as an intimate moment when Kirsten and Jeff bring forward Killian for dedication. Take it as an intimate moment when God reaches down into this space and listen, because at that moment, like at all our moments in our life, God will look at each one of us as God the artist draws our face and says, "You are my beloved, in you I am well pleased." As we gather there, realize what Scripture says. And Scripture is very powerful. Today, we have that intimate moment when God, on a river in the Middle East, God's voice is heard, which says, "You are my beloved." I just want to take that. Sue, thank you for reading that passage from Isaiah the way you read it. You read it like God was intimately speaking to us. Too often, parish I was at earlier today that will remain nameless, when a male stood up to read that passage, it was as if God through Isaiah was angry at us and yelling at us and telling us to get our act together. Whereas Sue read that lovingly, the voice of God speaking to us in that intimate relationship. So whether it is a star we're magi following, whether it is a voice of God speaking at a river, whether it is a rainbow in the sky, creation knows and anticipates that we must, that God will break into this reality, that God will touch us, God will change us, God will transform us, God will renew us as individuals. And God wants an intimate relationship with each one of us. For in this time and place, this afternoon, heaven and earth have become one. Amen.